It is the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Kobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Welcome on in, folks. Rocco Nushi joined alongside by Tom Evans. Tom, great to be back in studio here with you. First and foremost, man, how was the holiday? How was the new year? How was all that for you?
Good holiday. I didn't get my wrestling fix with Brexel and Medina getting canceled, so yeah. I really didn't know where meets were. So I had a little bit of withdrawal because I'm so used to traveling over the holidays and getting to check out some wrestling. So I'm in a little bit of withdrawal. From that point.
Sure, yeah, definitely got you there. And amazing in a bad way, I guess you could say, with COVID continuing to cancel a number of different events, like you said there, Tom, with the Medina Invitational, the Brexville Invitational going down. Saw the Bill Dees Memorial down at Firestone High School, down towards my neck of the woods, and Akron was canceled as well. So a number of different events, but some positives in there as well, as we'll get to here shortly. Ashland threw together a little bit of a tournament there with a couple of our local teams involved. And of course, we'll have some local duels and things starting to pick up here shortly as well. So hoping to hear from Coach Eric Burnett from Elyria in the next segment. If not, not a big deal. We'll talk some Elyria wrestling regardless, as they fared just fine at the Ashland tournament there. So, Tom, very excited to bring this show to you. We'll go through some of the results in the past week. Again, a lot of cancellations. So, unfortunately, not as much as we thought to necessarily talk about, but the season should be picking back up, hopefully, right again here soon. So, we'll step aside. I take our first break and get right back into it when we return right here on the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Kobos Insurance Center. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM. Tom Evans, we're online as well.
At WEOL.com.
We are right back on the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Kobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Rocco Nushi, Tom Evans here with you for the next couple of minutes or so, talking some Lorain County High School wrestling. And Elyria is where we will pay a visit to here first and foremost. We'll talk about some other teams as well, but unfortunately not able to catch up with Coach Burnett here this week. But no worries on that front either. He's typically a pretty easy guy to get a hold of before the end of the wrestling season. Always has a couple of things he'd like to get off his chest. So certainly looking forward to catching up with Coach Burnett here in the near future. But Tom, tell me a little bit about this Ashland Tournament Invitational, I guess whatever the technical term was for it. You said kind of off air before we started talking, this was sort of thrown together last minute, was it not?
Yeah, very much last minute. With the cancellation of Brexville and Medina, some teams were heading north anyhow, and from the look of the makeup of the tournament, it was a pretty good combination of teams that would have been at either Brexel and or Medina. Teams from the county that ended up there were Elyria, Avon Lake, Wellington, and Elyria Catholic. They all traveled down to Ashland last week, with Elyria coming away with a fifth-place finish. Had some pretty good finishes for some of their kids. Peyton Fenton, if you read the Chronicle last week, had a real nice article, Sean Bennett, about Peyton and him winning the state title as a freshman and looking to get back down to the state tournament and win the title as a senior, and really got a great attitude about it. But Peyton won the title at 120 pounds. Nate Burnett, continuing on with his strong season, was a runner-up at 138 pounds, as was Isaac Pedraza at 150 pounds. And then a couple newcomers, Kayon McKinney finished fifth at 113 pounds. Connor Holm, again, back again this year, fourth at 144. And Eric Trinsky, fourth at 157. So a good turnout by the Pioneers over at the Ashland Invitational is what they called it. Some other area teams that focus pretty well is Elyria Catholic went down there. I think they entered four wrestlers. Jonathan Norwood came away with a fourth-place finish. Avon Lake had four place winners. Nate Perry continues on a real hot streak for the Shoremen at 126 pounds. He finished third. He's 24-2 on the season. And the Marconi brothers, Joe and Jack, finished fourth and third, respectively, with Hunter McHugh finishing fourth at heavyweight. And then the last team that was down there was Wellington, and Jeremiah McKee's a two-time state qualifier, certainly wrestled very well. He finished third, and he's 24-3 on the season, and Derek Andelsek finished eighth, and those are both state-ranked wrestlers for the Wellington Dukes.
Yeah, McKee for the Dukes, that's a name when Sean Bennett was a part of this last year. We talked about him, it felt like, every single week, and he continues to dominate so far this season, and good stuff over there with the Wellington Dukes program. I want to talk about Avon Lake here for a second as well, though, Tom. You mentioned Nathan Perry in there, and it just seems, similar to Elyria almost in a sense. Avon Lake just has a really good, versatile roster with some very competitive wrestlers at a number of different weight classes.
Well, they spread the kids around pretty well, and they've, they were runner-up in their own tournament to Avon and then turned around and beat Avon in a dual meet. Just shows you the balance that they have as a team. But pretty strong up and down the lineup. I think maybe a little bit ahead of what Coach Sedlick thought they might be this year schedule-wise, but they're doing a really, really nice job over at Avon Lake.
Yeah, no question about that. And how about Jonathan Norwood over there at Elyria Catholic? He was their only placer. He took fourth in the 175 class. But that's the kind of thing, I think, for a program that's new or returning to the scene, I guess you could say, with Elyria Catholic. These are the kind of events in places, I think, that you need to get under your belt to sort of build that culture back up and get the winning ways back.
Well, that'll get kids out for wrestling to see that they are having some success. Jonathan Norwood's placed in two or three tournaments so far this year. That's kind of a building block for that program over there. They were, they didn't have wrestling for the last 2 years over at Elyria Catholic, so they're trying to get it up and running. I know that they're working very hard with Coach with the football program to try and get some of those kids back out. I know he's encouraging that. I think as time goes on, they'll see the benefits of that wrestling program returning, and that'll be a good thing for Elyria Catholic.
Last thing I want to touch on regarding this Ashland Invitational, what does it say about the wrestling community? And again, we just talk so much in a positive light about the tight-knitness and closeness of the wrestling community, but what does it say that you're able to get a bunch of really high-level, high-caliber, top-tier teams at a last-minute tournament invitational like this? I mean, that's just incredible to me that you're able to throw all that together last second and have it turn out as well as it did.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Cincinnati LaSalle was up here and wrestling that tournament, really high quality program at LaSalle, and really some teams from all around the state. And as soon as I think the other tournaments announced that they weren't going to happen, coaches start scrambling. Coaches in wrestling are a different breed. It's we text, we talk to each other all the time. And it immediately was like, okay, who can host? Where can we go? Who wants to show up? And we'll take all comers. So within about a 2-day time period, they not only got a place to wrestle, they got 28 teams, and they got enough officials to officiate the tournament. So that's some pretty good work by it. And to get tournament workers to run a tournament of that size is a real feat, too.
I feel like wrestling coaches probably know what the others had for lunch that day.
in most cases, yes. A lot of times, that's nothing, And this one was kind of fun because, I was teasing Eric a little bit at the wrestling preview show, and his wife Janet is like really one of those true wrestling people, and I got to watch some of it via Facebook Live. Janet was putting a lot of the matches up on Facebook Live, so I got to see two or three of Elyria's guys wrestle through Facebook Live, so I want to get a shout out to Eric's wife Janet on that.
Yeah, tremendous stuff right there, no doubt about it. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you on the Cobalt Insurance Center weekly wrestling show. Tom, outside of the Ashland Invitational there, what else did we have in this past week?
Well, we had one that did not get canceled, and very few people on the east side know about the Kenston Wrestling Tournament. And Kenston's tournament is about 60 or 61 years old. I think it might be second or third behind the Brecksville Holiday Tournament as far as longevity. And that's always a high-quality tournament. Teams come from around the state. Keystone traveled all the way over to Kenston for their tournament. Wow. Came away with four place winners. Tristan Green State continues to stay hot at 144. He won the championship. Diego Morales at 150 and his brother Cody Green also placed, and Jordan Fulmer came in with a sixth place finish at 215 as well. So four place winners for Keystone over at a really strong Kenston Invitational Tournament. Kenston generally runs the day before the other ones, so they were able to get their tournament in as well.
Is that tough for a Keystone team to go into an event like that where you're kind of like, we're the only Lorain County League team here, we're the only Lorain County school here, at least I think so. Does that make it difficult, or is that more of an exciting challenge as a coach to kind of take on different competition? How do you look at that?
Well, I think it's exciting from the coaching standpoint because you're going to see people that you haven't seen otherwise. That's pretty good thinking for Coach Vondreska, because there's some pretty good Division II schools at that tournament, some people that they might see in the district tournament. I know Keystone had to go all the way east last year for a district tournament. They didn't go west, so they might see some people they could run in later to qualify for the state meet, and maybe some people that they'll run into down at the state meet, because certainly the Green Brothers and that group has the ability to be down in Columbus for the state championships.
Yeah, they certainly have some wrestlers who would be well-suited testing themselves, as they can certainly, like you said, Tom, expect to find themselves in Columbus when this season does come to an end. So great stuff there. A lot of action in this past week, despite some cancellations. So great job by everybody involved there at Ashland for throwing that together. together last minute, and Kenston sounds like that went just fine as usual. So great stuff there all around. We'll step aside, take another break, and when we come back, we'll preview what's coming up next as far as the wrestling scene goes here in Lorain County, right here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
Well, let's put a bow on this thing. For this week, anyway, here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you, heading down the home stretch. Talked about the Ashland Invitational that was thrown together last minute. We also talked about the Kenston Tournament that Keystone was a part of. So congratulations to all the different area placers that we mentioned. Again, if you missed a mention, you know, son or grandson or whatever it may be, show's archived at WEOL.com, so you can take a listen afterwards as well in case you missed anything earlier on in the show. And again, hoping to catch up with Elyria head wrestling coach Eric Burnett at some point during the season. Our apologies for missing him this week. So, Tom, what else can we look forward to this week as far as the local high school wrestling scene goes? What's coming up?
Big week of dual meets this week. The LC8 and the SWC kick off with some dual meet action starting Thursday night. Avon Lake travels to Midview to what should be a pretty good matchup. That'll take place at 6:30. Elyria takes on Olmsted Falls, and if you followed SWC wrestling the last couple of years, you know that Olmsted Falls is always near the top of the heap. Elyria is the new kid on the block and has dominated the GCC when they were in it. Never lost, I don't think, a dual meet in the GCC. So welcome to the SWC, Elyria, and they come out with a big one with Olmsted Falls. And then the LC8 wrestles a lot of double duels, so they do a round robin with double duels. So Columbia, Keystone, and Firelands will all be over at Clearview on Thursday night at 6:30, and they'll each wrestle two dual meets that night. They'll do that three times to make sure everybody wrestles everybody in the league. Turn back around on Friday with some more duels. Elyria and Avon are at North Ridgeville for a tri-meet. That should be a good one, too, with Elyria and Avon matching up there. And Firelands travels out to Perrysburg for the real, real tough tournament out at Perrysburg for Friday and Saturday. And then we turn around with Saturday's action, the Columbia Invitational. We talked about that last week. Midview, Oberlin, and Columbia will all be there. That one-day tournament, that's a nice little tournament over at Columbia Station. But Elyria hosts a double duel with Mason, Taze Valley, and South Range. And I want to talk to Eric about that. That starts at 1 o'clock. You got Mason from down around Cincinnati. You got Taze Valley from southeast Ohio. And you got South Range from out on the turnpike. I think he covered all four corners of the state for this double duel to take place on Saturday. So a lot of good stuff taking place this weekend with wrestling in Lorain County. Get out and support some wrestling at one of our local schools.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tom, you know, I want to ask you about these the double duels, if you will. And this was something that I talked about last year quite a bit with Sean Bennett, and he reminisced about, you know, a Friday night wrestling duel almost used to be like a Friday night football game or a basketball game for that matter. You had gyms just kind of packed with kids kind of getting into it, rah-rah, this and that. Do you see that maybe, you know, coming back with a dual structure being more focused on moving forward? Is there a way to bring that back even? Or how would you try and go about that?
Well, we have to bring that back, quite honestly, because that's the survival of our sport. Because, quite honestly, the casual supporter of wrestling that wants to go out and support maybe if the neighbor's on the wrestling team, they're not going to go to Perrysburg. They're not going to drive out there where they don't know when the kid's going to wrestle or even who he's wrestling or what the bracket looks like. They want to go and see a dual meet go from 106 to 285. 14 weight classes, get people fired up in the gym, you know, get Avon and Avon Lake in the gym together, get Elyria and Avon are in the gym together, and let's go head to head. And that's what will bring our sport back. And if you look on the college level, you know, the Big Ten and the Big 12, they're selling out arenas for dual meets.
Yeah.
You know, Penn State, you can't get a seat in Penn State for me. Iowa is sold out for the entire season as soon as they start their ticket sales. Go down to the Covelli Center at Ohio State, jam-packed. So it is on the college level. They make a big deal out of dual meets. They get the match light out. I think we need to absorb some of that on the high school level. The tough part is making sure you have a full lineup.
Right.
College, you got 10 weight classes. The full high school, you got 14. I know they They jostled some weight classes this year to hopefully better fit some teams. But as teams fill their lineups, that will really bring some excitement back to dual meets.
I guess that's true. Something that perhaps is lacking, I guess, at the high school level is that inability for some teams to field that entire lineup on a roster. So that's a fair point there. But that's absolutely right. Like you mentioned with the college level, Tom, you know, it'll be a Saturday afternoon. I'll be flipping around the channels. Big Ten Network will stop by and you know, be some wrestling doing. I'll just click on it for a couple minutes just to see what it's all about, see what's happening, educate myself for this show a little more, right?
Yep.
And it amazes me. The gymnasiums, I mean, it really is just a crazy, intense, you know, loud atmosphere in there, and I just can't help but think that would do wonders as far as, you know, local high school wrestling goes.
And it's just much easier to follow, too. You know, you got the weight lessons, you got a dual meet, you know who's pairing up against who, and it really makes it, for the casual observer, it gets them into the gym. You know, your diehards are going to go, you know, they're going to go out to Perrysburg, they're going to go out to Brexville, they're going to go to those places, they're going to pick up a bracket sheet, they know how to read it. That's not somebody wanting to go, again, wanting to watch the neighbor's kid or a grandparent that wants to go to a meet right. And doesn't know wrestling, say, I want to see little Johnny wrestle. Well, he's a 120-pounder, he's going to be the fourth match of the night or the third match of the night, and we can stay and watch him and cheer for him and then cheer for the rest of the team too.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You know, if you got little Johnny from Midview and, you know, grandma wants to go see him down the road at Avon that night in a duel, well, they can go do that, right? It's not a problem. You don't have to go to, you know, like a Perrysburg, like you said, or Oregon Clay or some other crazy location.
And what a lot of schools have done, and they've gone to, and we had ours canceled this year, unfortunately, but they've gone to like a daytime match when school's in session. So you really want to get kids rocking. We went over to, we took our team over to Berea a couple years ago, and they brought the whole student body in the gym. We wrestled at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, wrestled
no
a dual meet,
wow.
and it was rocking. And they had the fire extinguishers with smoke, and the kids coming through the tunnel, and then they were announcing and hooping it up. And there's schools are doing that, and I know they're doing that out this way, and that's a great thing to promote wrestling. That's a great thing to get a student body at a wrestling match and maybe wouldn't have normally gone to it, to say, hey, it's ninth period, or eighth and ninth period, I can choose to go to class or calculus, or I can go down and watch a wrestling match. I think I'm going to go watch a wrestling match.
Yeah, it's a good decision, I'd say. Yep. A little showsmanship goes a long way, I think, with marketing the sport and stuff. Yeah,
Just doing it up. So I know some of our local schools have done that, and that's just a great thing to really promote the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Well, that will do it for us for this week. And again, our apologies to Coach Eric Burnett. Didn't get a hold of him early enough in the week, but definitely will be trying to get in touch with him before this season comes to a close. So once again, a big thank you to our sponsor. They are Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. They make this show possible each and every week. So we are very appreciative of them. And Tom, an honor to be back here in the studio with you. Sorry I had to deal with Rob Polinsky there for a week. Try and make sure that doesn't happen again. But
we had to farm out some technical help last week, Rob. to be honest with you, you know, I'm not throwing Rob under the bus or anything, but we had to farm out some technical help to make sure we got it done.
Polinsky,
right.
Technical issues? Say it ain't so. Come on. Woo. Yeah. Well, again, big thank you to Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and a big thank you to Tom Evans as well. I'm Rocco Nucci saying thank you for tuning in to the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Show. Once again, we will see you next week.